European Commission Vice President Věra Jourová, whose portfolio includes promoting EU values, transparency and the rule of law, called out Russia last week for distorting the history of World War II. Specifically, the former Czech minister objected to attempts to paint victims like Poland as perpetrators. We look into the ongoing war of words between Moscow and former Soviet satellites, not least the Czech Republic, over historical facts. Brian Kennedy reports.
This past September, the European Parliament passed a resolution in Strasbourg entitled The Importance of European Remembrance for the Future of Europe, which outraged the Kremlin. Among other things, MEPs blamed the Communist Soviet Union, not just Nazi Germany, for starting World War II by signing a non-aggression treaty known as the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact and its secret protocols on the 23rd of August, 1939. That treaty, the resolution states, aimed at
dividing Europe and the territories of independent states between the two totalitarian regimes and grouping them into spheres of interest which paved the way for the outbreak of the Second World War.
Furthermore, MEPs said, as a direct consequence of that pact, followed by the Nazi-Soviet Boundary and Friendship Treaty,
the Polish Republic was invaded first by Hitler and 2 weeks later by Stalin, which stripped the country of its independence and was an unprecedented tragedy for the Polish people.
The Soviet Union also started a war against Finland in November 1939 and in June 1940 annexed part of Romania, territories that were never returned, plus independent Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia, the Baltic states. In the resolution, MEPs expressed deep concern
about the efforts of the current Russian leadership to distort historical facts and whitewash crimes committed by the Soviet totalitarian regime,
and of particular offense to the memory of Red Army soldiers as liberators. The resolution said that monuments and memorials are still in place in some EU member states,
glorifying totalitarian regimes, which paves the way for the distortion of historical facts about the consequences of the Second World War and for the propagation of the totalitarian political system.
As in the days of the Soviet Union, Russians today celebrate a glorious victory over fascism, not in World War II, which began on the 1st of September 1939 with Hitler's invasion of Poland, but in the Great Patriotic War, which began on the 22nd of June 1941 with his invasion of the Soviet Union. That timeline discourages reflection on the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, the Soviets' own invasion of Poland 2 weeks after Hitler's, and the USSR's wars with Finland and Japan, events that many Russians today are unaware occurred. In the European Union, the 23rd of August, the date that the Nazi-Soviet Non-Aggression Pact was signed, is marked as Black Ribbon Day, an official European day of remembrance for the victims of Stalinism and Nazism. The new resolution further calls on the 25th of May, that's the anniversary of the execution of an Auschwitz hero, to be established as the International Day of Heroes of the Fight Against Totalitarianism. Russian President Vladimir Putin asked about that resolution at his annual news conference on the 19th of December, condemned totalitarianism as such, but he bristled at equating the Nazi and Soviet regimes and insisted that the West, and to a large extent even Poland, were to blame for fanning the flames of a war that left 27 million Soviet citizens dead. Here he speaks through a translator.
Well, there's nothing good about totalitarianism, and totalitarianism deserves condemnation, no doubt about that. The decision of the European Parliament is known to me, and I think it's absolutely unacceptable and incorrect. You can anathemize as much as you will Stalinism and totalitarianism, and these condemnations are going to be well-deserved to a certain extent because our people fell victim to this totalitarianism, but you cannot put on one table the Soviet Union and Nazist Germany. It means that people do not know history.
Putin also sought to put the blame for the outbreak of World War II squarely on the Allies for trying to appease Hitler by giving him the green light to annex border areas of Czechoslovakia with a majority German-speaking population. That's known as the Sudetenland.
Let them read the documents of that time that remember 1938, the Munich collusion, as we call it, when the leaders of the leading countries, France, the UK, signed an agreement with Hitler on the dismemberment of Czechoslovakia. Look at what Poland did back then. It did everything to get its part of Czechoslovakia. Look at what the Soviet Union was doing back then, suggesting to all the international actors to build up a single anti-fascist front. And look how countries were loath to do that, trying to push Hitler towards an aggression eastwards.
The next day, at an informal summit of the Commonwealth of Independent States on December the 20th, Putin all but outright blamed Poland for the outbreak of war. Leafing through and citing archival documents piled before him, the Russian leader asserted that the pre-war Polish ambassador to Berlin had praised Hitler's plans to rid Europe of Jews. Putin also insisted that had the French honored their commitment to defend Czechoslovakia against the German invasion, the Soviet Union, which also had a treaty with Prague, would have come to the Czechs' aid. But Poland was unwilling to let Soviet troops through. In fact, while now playing the innocent victim, the argument goes, Poland actually took advantage of the Munich betrayal to claim rights to Czechoslovakia's Silesia region, thereby de facto becoming Hitler's accomplice in dividing that state. Putin's assertions triggered angry rebuttals by Poland and compelled the European Parliament to call a special debate last week on the distortion of European history and remembrance of the Second World War. It was there that EU Vice President Věra Jourová came to Poland's defense.
Everyone is entitled to his own opinion, but not his own facts. The Commission's role here is to talk about the facts. The European Commission fully rejects any false claims that attempt to distort the history of the Second World War or paint the victims, like Poland, as perpetrators. The Commission will not tolerate these attacks on Poland and stands in full solidarity with Poland and the Polish people.
Ms. Jourová did not venture into a battle over historical memory and public monuments that is also raging between her own country and Russia. Vladimir Putin, in a New Year's greeting to his Czech counterpart Miloš Zeman, signaled he hoped to see him in Moscow in May for celebrations marking the 75th anniversary of the end of hostilities. But Zeman, among the staunchest supporters of Russia within the EU, considered giving it a miss due to Moscow slamming his signing into law a bill declaring the 21st of August, that's the date of the Soviet-led Warsaw Pact troop invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968, a state holiday in memory of its victims. Back in 2006, Putin made headlines during his sole visit to the Czech capital as head of state by acknowledging that Moscow bore, quote, moral responsibility for the invasion, called by the Kremlin to crush the Prague Spring reform movement. But that was then, and this is another war. Russia and the Czech Republic are now at odds over a Prague District Assembly vote to remove a statue of wartime Soviet Marshal Ivan Konev, whose forces liberated much of Czechoslovak territory in World War II, but, some historians say, also helped plan the 1968 invasion. The countries are also at loggerheads over a Prague district's plan to erect a monument to the so-called Vlasov Army, whose leader was hanged by the Soviets for collaborating with the Germans during World War II. Vlasov switched sides and helped the Czechs liberate Prague from Nazi occupation in May 1945. European Commission Vice President Věra Jourová is among those advocating letting the historical chips fall where they may.
Hannah Arendt famously noticed, quote, "The ideal subject of totalitarian rule is not the convinced Nazi or the convinced communist, but people for whom the distinction between fact and fiction and the distinction between true and false no longer exist." End of quote. I want to fulfill my mission to build up the resilience of our democratic systems by strongly focusing on education, plurality of media, and in particular by keeping close to the facts and evidence. Only by a clear and loud action can we keep the distinction between true and false.
Allow me to express hope that with the approaching 75th anniversary of the end of the worst war in history of humanity, we will not see multiplication of efforts to distort history of the event and to mask victims as perpetrators. Thank you.